Needless to say, it was great to get started, to see everybody and start this process of team building here for 2013. Really good, productive run tests. I like the overall level of conditioning and readiness of the men. We do have four guys that we're going to place on a PUP list. Obviously, the guys who had pre-existing circumstances that you know about, Heath Miller still recovering from his knee injury. Same thing can be said for David Johnson, Sean Spence. And the latest addition is Alameda Tamu has a hamstring issue that's going to have him out a number of days. So he'll be the fourth guy added to that list of three guys with known existing injuries. I don't have any prognosis in terms of their availability or even when we'll start the process of considering those guys. We'll kind of take it day by day and watch their and monitor their progress. But all others are ready to go. We're excited, of course, to get started on a good even footing. And I look forward to continuing with this development process. Questions?
Anybody not riding, Mike?
No, other than the guys that I mentioned, no. We had good participation.
Mike Adams ready to go, Mike?
Yes, he's got full clearance.
He's got practicing right from the get-go?
He's got full clearance.
Right tackle?
Yes.
Mike, so Ben's knee, no?
You know, he's got a little discomfort, but that's not going to stop him from doing what it is he needs to do. The nature of his position is not one that requires a great deal of running, so it's less of an issue for us and more of a personal issue probably for him, but he'll be fine.
So Marcus Gilbert bent over and then hauled off. Is he okay? What's going on?
I didn't see that. Big guys ran first. That must have been after his test was completed because he completed it successfully.
So he passed.
I didn't even see what you were referring to. Sorry.
Mike, Sean Spence today said he felt pretty comfortable with where he was at and he was shooting to return by midseason. Is that a possibility to leave the door open for him?
Again, I don't have any prognosis for those guys that are on the PUP list at this point. That's where they are because they're not ready to go. We'll evaluate them at an appropriate time. But in regards to Sean Spence, obviously, he's a hardworking guy and we're excited about his progress.
Is the Ben discomfort, Mike, any kind of setback at all, unexpected, or?
No.
Mike, a couple of guys said when they were coming in that they felt that this offseason, a lot of the guys took the training more serious. Did you kind of see that overlooking and talking to the guys during the offseason?
You know, I think you can talk yourself into believing anything this time of year in regards to optimism and so forth. You know, guys came ready in good shape, and we're excited about moving forward, and that's really kind of how I look at it. I don't look at it in comparison to anything else. I'm more singularly focused on the opportunity and the challenge that's in front of us. I'm not certain. And there was some debate whether or not he was going to run. I wasn't even looking for him. I was looking at the quarterbacks run with the big people, so I'm more concerned about watching the big people than the quarterbacks.
Mike, with the departing starters at wide receiver, running back, and outside linebacker, and matching draft choices at those positions, does this make this camp unique in that regard that you have guys that could help you immediately to fill voids of those people who have left in the draft class?
Probably not. I'd imagine if you compared it to others, you could make similar comparisons. Historically speaking, when you lose people, you replace people with capable draft picks. That's just this process. I don't think it's any different from that perspective. But obviously, we got some young, capable guys, and they'll be given an opportunity to prove that.
Mike, you said you had talked to him about the hat he wore. What advice did you give him, Mike?
I'll keep that between he and I. Obviously, like in all situations where I'm dealing with guys that are unrelated to performance, I think that's appropriate.
Mike, just to clarify, Tamu, was it a pre-existing injury? It wasn't something that he did?
Pre-existing, correct.
Anything final?
How many followers you up to?
Man, I don't know, man. How about it? So it should be exciting. Me delving into the social media world. I figure we spend a lot of time talking to our guys about what to do, what not to do. I thought it'd be appropriate and timely for me to show them. So we'll see if I can do it in a professional manner.
Is that a large part of that, Mike? You just set the example like you try to set the example?
Yes, and then my kids are getting to the point in their life where I need to educate myself about it largely anyway, so I'm killing a couple birds with the same stone.
All right, thanks, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Follow me.